Blog Talk Radio.
Church is just in so much, you know, so much trouble. Everything is changing. I mean, it's just so much to talk about. It's so much to wake up, y'all. Wake up. You know, I know earlier I was distracted. Still distracted. My grandson is still up. I mean, he just don't want to go to sleep. But anyway, we thank God. We thank God anyhow. Father God, in the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and praise you for your goodness and your mercy and your grace. We ask that your hand be upon us to continue to lead us and guide us in every way. Help us to keep our minds stayed on you. For God, help us to walk in your way, your will, and your purpose, plan in this last hour. God, we see the destruction all around about us, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus that you continue to minister to us, oh God. Oh God, we just thank you, oh God. We pray for the sin-sick nation, oh God, that have turned, oh God, in the name of Jesus, have turned from truth, oh God, into error. Oh God, calling the right wrong and wrong right, oh God. We pray in the name of Jesus. We plead the blood of Jesus. God, I praise you. Think through my mind. Speak through my lips of clay. Help me be in your will in these last and evil days. Help me to make a difference where it counts as someone's life. Oh, God, help us, oh, God. Help them to see the signs of the time, oh, God. We just thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. We pray in the devil's still defeated. God is still exalted. Holy Spirit is present and Jesus Christ is still Lord. I know I was saying earlier, you know, I think I made just a little slight mistake when I say that it was the plants was closing. The plant is closing, but it wasn't in Tennessee. It was Texas. I just said Tennessee, but it was Texas, you know, and not only just Texas, but I think they said like 700 workers. Those 700 workers from Walmart and Target and stuff because of all the theft. And, you know, it's just so much going on, y'all. People are losing their jobs and losing their homes. And, you know, if you lose your job and you can't pay your mortgage or your rent, you know, so it's really, really getting bad. You know, we're going to have to trust God. You got to call on him like never before and look to him. You know, he's the author and the finisher of our faith. He's our only hope. You know, it's a lot going on. We're seeing plagues and famines and death and destruction all around about us. Wickedness everywhere. Oh, my God. And the plant that that's closing is called Kelly Moore's. I don't know if y'all heard of that, but they said that company has been around for about how many years? But it's been around a long time. But anyway, yeah, so people losing their jobs and stuff, and you know, so It's a lot. It's a lot. We got to pray, y'all. We got to trust God. He's our only hope. You know, and then with the church acting up, you know, with telling people that Jesus is not the only way, you know, but there's many ways. That's another distraction to take you away from truth. You know, you won't have your faith and your trust in the true and living God, but you have your trust in these men and you have your trust in yourself. You can't trust yourself. You didn't make yourself, you know. And I was seeing how even with the AI, you know, artificial intelligence, you know, with they putting them in those robots and different businesses and stuff because, see, you know, you don't have to worry about no getting no insurance for no robot, you know, and stuff. And you don't have to worry about the robot calling out saying they sick. You know, so they'll replace you with whatever way they got to do it. Whatever way they got to do it. I'm telling you, things are just not going to go back to normal. You know, people say, thinking that things are going to go back to normal. No, this is it. This is it. Not going back. You know, not going back. It ain't coming back. Normalization ain't coming back. It's not coming back. But Jesus is. And we as the body of Christ need to be getting ready. These are the signs of the time, y'all, that Jesus is coming. He's coming. Oh, yes, he's coming. And you look at the church today. Lord have mercy. Church world is not separated. They're not separated from the world. They're the same. You know, and all this stuff with T.D. Jakes and T.D. Jakes and, you know, and all these other ministers that's falling. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Come on, get your focus back in the Word of God. Get your focus back in God's Word. It will be a lamp and a light unto your path. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. And I was looking at the Lord. I was looking at somebody was doing one. They did a YouTube on Kirk Franklin, you know, with that, where they just did this tour with the Clark Sisters and, and what's the other girl name that lost Pamela Man and them, you know, oh, my God. It's so much going on, y'all. It's chaotic everywhere. It's chaos everywhere. The devil knows. He knows he's running out of time. He knows he's running out of time. And with the church world being, in, you know, entwined with the world, people just don't know which way to turn. Suicide rate, oh my God. They can't turn around. Somebody's killing somebody, killing their children, killing their family members, killing mothers, killing their children, killing their parents. Oh my God, it's the same thing I was saying earlier. Oh my God. Y'all got to understand that the gospel industry and the secular industry is the same. It's under the same umbrella, y'all. I remember listening to the one young man was talking about, you know, even in the when they go to do the recording, you know, in the studio, there's a pentagram in the floor, you know, where they don't, you know, they don't pray. You know, witches done came in there and prayed and dedicated that room to Satan. So I don't care whether you're a secular artist or, you know, a gospel artist or whatever what secular means without God anyway, you know, Hollywood actors or whatever, they're all under the same master. And it's not God. They're talking about this master room that they all be going in there to sing those, to make those albums and stuff, Sony Records. You know, and we know what Michael Jackson said, you know, and T.D. Jakes under the same umbrella. Same umbrella. These people is something else. Oh, my God. The church. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. And then I was reading about, this article was saying something about T.D. Jakes supposed to have been going to Virginia for, to dedicate some type of conference down in Virginia. But Lord have mercy. what's called the elder's house, the elder's house for youth. Why is it called the elder's house if it's for the youth? I'm telling you, we know that, you know, the elder law, that he had one of those houses or something dedicated for the youth down in Atlanta where he took advantage of those boys. Why is he setting up all these little so-called houses and camps and stuff for the youth? Oh, my God. It seems like there's a circle going here, going around, y'all. Oh, my God. Mess with these little boys. Incest. That's what these boys, raping these boys and stuff. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. It's just so much going on, y'all. So much going on in the body of Christ. Oh, my God. Don't want no, don't, no, thou shalt not. No, it's do whatever you want to do. But, oh, my God, we can't do whatever we want to do. And please, God, y'all, we can't. We can't. That's why I was had my grandchildren reading today. Because there's so many people committing suicide and stuff from being raped. And stuff being raped and incest and damnless. And stuff. I heard a young lady on YouTube this week was talking about, you know, her daddy was coming and messing with her since she was really young, you know, and then she grown. Oh, my God. There's some stories out here, y'all. Oh, my God. It's a praying time. It's a praying time. So the thou shalt not. Lord have mercy. You need to get back into the Old Testament and read the word. From Genesis to Revelation. Don't skip none. Don't start in the middle of the book. Start at the beginning. Because that's what the devil wants. He don't want people to know the truth. You know, people doing a lot of things to them. A lot of things that displeasing God. It's an abomination. It's an abomination. You know? I mean, people sleeping with a husband, the sister husband, and the husband's wife, and I mean, oh, my God. It's just a mixed up, messed up world because of the wickedness of man's heart. Oh, my God, just do anything. You hear up there with a young lady, didn't know that her the young man was her son, and she married him. Oh, my gosh, and they had kids. So they're talking about what we're supposed to do now. Are we supposed to divorce or what? There's some stuff out here. There's some stuff out here. Come on, y'all. Let's get our focus back. With all this chaos and all this confusion and all these things that God calls abomination that we have done and doing, we need to ask for forgiveness and get back to the Bible. God want to rescue you. Yes, he want to rescue you before it's too late. I think last week I was talking about soul train. Yeah, yeah. And people on the wrong train. You know, we sing this song, this train is bound for glory. Oh, on the way to sin is the righteous got to live holy. Oh, my God. But these people today, you know, they just doing in it, everything. Oh, my God. Well, we here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. Just want to make a difference. Want to tell you, get back to the Bible. Get your focus back. See, this is what the devil wants to do, to bring confusion. And God said he's not the author of confusion. So if God is not the author of confusion, then guess who it is? It's the devil. It's the devil. He knows that he's running out of time. Oh, yes. And this stuff we're seeing in the church today, the church turning into a club. I mean, let the club be a club and let God's house be God's house. Keep that mess out of God's house. You want to hunt, bump, and crump? Do it in the club. Don't do it in God's house and call it, you know, it's okay, saying it's okay. God's doing a new thing now. No, he's not. That's polluted. That's filthiness. That's unrighteousness. It's unholy. You know, oh, my God. The Bible says he's going to spew you out of his mouth. Oh, my God. I know he can't stand this stuff he's saying. I can't stand it. We're supposed to hate what God hates and love what God loves. God loves truth. Oh, my God. Yes, he do. He loves truth. So, like I say, you know, with all this news with T.D. Jakes and all, just, not just T.D. Jakes, but just all around with suicide and everything. People committing suicide. I just told y'all, a young lady just killed her sister. Killed her sister. She's 22 years old. Killed her baby sister, 10 years old. Cut the girl up to pieces and put her in the trash. I mean, some people got more regards for animals than they do human life. How could you do such a thing? You have to be demonically possessed. You know, it's stuff that people open themselves up to. The music you listen to, the words you're listening to, you know, the movies you're watching, and all that stuff. Yeah. Oh, my God. Takes you mad back to what Jeffrey Dahmer, you know, when you kill all those people eating up their flesh and stuff. You got to be really demonic. You got to be to open up some doors in your life to do such a thing. And then to even, some people can't take things, you know, and they can't even go to church today. I said, Lord have mercy, where are the ministers? Where are the people, the men and the women of God, that's standing for righteousness, that's standing for holiness? Where are they? That can help somebody, can pray. It said go to the, let them go to the elders of the church. But they can't go to the elder. Look at the bishop. The bishops are supposed to be blameless. But the bishops ain't even blameless now. They mess with the little boys and little girls in the church. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Very disturbing to me. I don't know about to you, but it's very, very disturbing. Yeah. Oh, my God. Yeah. As Atuxi says, you know, tells us today that one out of 10, out of every 10 American homes, incest has been committed in there. Yeah. What causes a person to you know, to do such a thing? To sin against a person's body like that? Satan. It's the devil. Yeah. You know, they used to say this stuff was, you know, years and years ago. Oh, it's always been. It's just worse. It's getting worse. Yes. Oh, my God. And this act of incest can't even kill a small child. It can. It may cause a person to commit suicide. You know, if they, you know, they think that it's their fault. You know? And that's what a lot of people are dealing with. Not talking. Holding this stuff in. Oh, yeah. Leave a person, you know, delusional. You feel guilt and feel shame. You know, feel like there's no way out. Feel like can't talk to nobody. You know? You should go to the pastors and you know, the ministers of the church. But they're so corrupt now. And they're doing it and everything. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You just can't keep taking the advantage of these young people. Just can't keep doing it. You know, and some people talking about, well, why the boy just coming out telling about T.D. Jakes and them? It don't matter. Sometimes people think they're getting away with stuff because it's been 15, 20, 30 years. The Bible said there's nothing hidden that should not be revealed. It may take a long time. Yeah. But God is pulling the cover off. He said everything going down. Everything. Everything is going down but God's word. And it is. That's what we're seeing these leaders falling. Falling like dominoes. fall on that domino, because see, God ain't gonna let this stuff get away. You know, sometimes people say, well, I'm going to get them back for messing with my, you know, my family member, messing with my child. Well, the Bible says, vengeance is mine, and he will repay. And that's what he's doing. He's uncovering. He's revealing things to us. Let's go to Luke 21:16. Let's see what it has to say. Luke 21. You know, and I was also looking today, and I heard Steve Harvey. He even said that T.D. Jakes taught him, listen to this. Steve Harvey said that T.D. Jakes taught him that whenever you try to make it to the next level, you got to the next level for, you know, your goal or, you know, what you want to do or whatever in the industry. He said whenever you break through glass, there's going to be bloodshed. This is what Steve Harvey said. He said Bishop T.D. Jakes taught this. He said, whenever you try to get to the next level, there's a goal and ceiling you got to break. Whenever you break through that glass, there's going to be bloodshed. Wow. I said, ooh. I'm telling you, stuff coming out. Oh, yeah. I'm telling you, you know, Eddie left here long. He left here quick. God be giving people a chance. Chance to get right. Chance to, you know, to confess. These people are, they betraying Jesus just like Judah. Oh, yeah. Oh, my God. Luke 21. And verse 16 says, ye shall betray both thy parents and brethren and kin folks and friends, and some of you they have caused to be put to death. Man, that's why people commit suicide. Man, betrayal. That's what we're saying today. Betrayal. Because in there, and Bishop Jakes did whatever he did, you know, he need to confess. Get this stuff right. Sit down. Messing people up. Oh, my God. Everybody messing him up like they think he's God. He's not God. Oh, my God. Let's read Leviticus 20 and 12. We're just going to give you scriptures, and we want you to go back and read them. Yeah, go back and read the word for yourself. I'm trying to point you to Jesus. I'm trying to point you back to your Bible. God want to rescue your soul. Oh, yes, from death. The pay for sin is death, y'all. The wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life. Who don't want eternal life with Christ? Who don't want eternal life? Genesis, Exodus, Leviticus. It's right in the front of your Bible. Okay, we're going to Leviticus 20 and 12. Let's see what it says. Just going to give you these scriptures that I didn't get a chance to give you all of them today. We have said, thou shalt not uncover the nakedness of thy father's sister. She is thy father's nearest kin. One, which means that's his sister. So come on now, y'all. We've seen a lot of foul stuff taking place. You know, a lot. Now Leviticus 18 and 6. We're going to get it together here. 18 and 6. None of you shall approach to any that is near of kin to him to uncover their nakedness, for I am the Lord. God said, hey, we got to get this stuff together here. We got to get right, y'all. Let's get right. Oh, yes. Let's get right. Galatians, I'll pray that you'll go back and read these scriptures. They are here for a reason. And in the front of the Bible ain't no just in there just for you to ignore it, for you not to read that, just start in the middle. You don't gotta buy a book and start in the middle, you start in the beginning of the book. So you get a full picture of the story. Galatians. Galatians chapter 5 and verse 16. The buyers of my people are destroyed for the lack of knowledge because we don't think in the word. We don't see what God's word say about stuff. We just do it because everybody else doing it. You know, we can't do that. We can't do that. You got to search the scriptures and see if it be true. Not just take a man's word. The Bible said puts no trust in man. We got to keep our trust in God, in the true and loving God, in his word. Not in man's word. As you can see, y'all talk about the great Jason. You know, y'all lift him up. He's a, you know, he's he's the world's pastor. Some old mess like that. No, You got your focus. And people are lifting him up so much that he think he God. Come on now. You can't do that. You can't put nobody in the place of God. You got it. I said we're going to... Where we at? Galatians 5 and verse 16. It says, this I say then, walk in the spirit. Come on, y'all. Walk in the spirit, not in your flesh. Walk in the spirit, and ye shall not fulfill the lust of the flesh. Now, that's what's going on with Jason now. See, you know, thought they can get away because he's a great Jake. You know, you think you can mingle with fire and not get burned. And everybody already know about PDN. You know, how he already had a name for himself. You know? And then you, what you hang around, you will become. Ain't that right? Oh, my God. It said, for the flesh lusts against the spirit. See, I'm quite sure his spirit would tell him, don't do that. Don't hang with him. You know, don't go over there. Don't cross that. But because of your flesh. The Bible said no good thing in your flesh, but they said for the flesh, lust is against the spirit. It's a constant war. There's a war in your spirit from, okay, you want to do right, but the spirit saying do wrong. You know, they war against one another. God and Satan for your soul. For your soul. That's what it's all about. It's for your soul. And it said in the spirit against the flesh. And these are contrary, the one to the other, so that ye cannot do the things that you would. See, the devil don't want you to do what's right, what's good. He said, but if ye be led by your spirit, ye are not under the law. Now the works of the flesh are manifested, which are what? These, adultery, and he's supposed to be married. Adultery, fornication. These are the things that's not right. Uncleanness, lasciviousness, idolatry, witchcraft, hatred, bitterness, emulation, wrath, strife, seduction, heresy, envy, murder, drunkenness, rebellion, and such like. Of which I tell you before, as I also told you in the past, that they which do such things shall not inherit the kingdom of God. You won't make it to heaven doing these things. Oh my God. But this is what we're supposed to represent. Verse 22. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, long suffering, gentleness, goodness, faith, meekness, temperance. Against such there is no law. Oh yeah, we need to get back. Get back to the word of God. Get back to truth. If you don't know Christ and a part of your sin, oh my God, let him in. He want to rescue you from yourself. You know, self think it knows what's best for it. We don't know what's best for ourselves. We don't know. But God knows because he made us. And if we trust him by praying and asking him to, Lord, not my will, but thy will be done in my life. Because that's what's wrong with the world today. Everybody's doing their own thing, doing their will. You know, forget God. Forget God's will. You know? And that's why we live. That's why we got shooting in the school. You know, because men don't want to obey God. They don't want no rules. You got shooting in your school, shooting on your job, shooting in the courthouse. We didn't used to have this, you know, 20, 30, 40 years ago. We didn't have to worry about no metal detectors in our school and, you know, security guards on at the door and got to, you know, you got to go through a metal detector before you even go in school. And even with the little boy, they shot his teacher. He's 6 years old. He was able to get into school. And he went through the metal detector, but the thing must have gone off or something went wrong that day. Come on, y'all. There's a lot going on. Things are changing. But God's word remained the same. He's still saving. He's still healing. He's still delivering. Whatever you need, whatever you want, get in Christ alone. Oh, yes. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. Oh, yes. Now, Galatians 5:21. I think I just read that. You know, I did read it. 5:21. Yeah, we read that. Saying that you won't inherit the kingdom of heaven. You know, we got to live right, y'all. I said, be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever man soweth, that shall he also reap. So sometimes people think they get away with stuff. And God said, you're going to reap what you sow. You know? The thing you think you don't got away with. You know, the little no-harm thing that you think is no-harm. Oh, my God. Now, let's go to Galatians 6. I pray that you'll go back and read these scriptures. You know? Maybe you got a question in your heart, in your mind. Jesus is the answer. You will answer whatever question you have. God's word will give it to you. I heard Jake say that he got a problem with God, and the thing is, with God, he don't give you instructions. He don't give you details. What is his word if it ain't details, y'all? Oh, see, they've been playing these games with y'all man for years, saying that Jesus is not the only way. T.D. Jakes says it, Bush said it, Obama said it, Oprah said it, Steve Harvey said it. Come on, y'all. Look at who's saying that Jesus is not the only way. People that ain't even saved, gonna tell you that Jesus is not the only way. Steve Harvey and Oprah. And then T.D. Jakes and Joe are supposed to be ministers, and they saying the same thing. Why is that? How is that? How can two walk together except for they agree? That means you're on the same team. That means you're working for Satan. It's been showing itself all the time, y'all. But God is just breaking stuff down. Everybody wanted to come to America because we was a country, a nation that, you know, honored God. But you look at us now, we ain't honoring God with all this mess. Oh, my God. Now, Galatians 6. You've been blindsided too long. It's a new year and the new stuff. I mean, new things are taking place. Oh, yes. You know, economy is changing. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. You know. And, let's see right here. Galatians 6 and 7 says, be not deceived. Who's telling us that? The word of God. It's saying, don't be deceived. Don't be tricked. Don't be fooled. Come on, y'all. It said, God is not mocked. For whatsoever a man soweth, that shall he also reap. Come on, y'all. Come on, people. That's what we're seeing. People are reaping the stuff that they thought they'd been away with. You're going to reap what you're sowing. Like I said, I'm not no preacher, so if I'm making a mistake, so whatever, trying to break it down to you, you know, my grandson, he was keeping a lot of noise today, and noise can be distracting. You know, how about a teacher trying to teach a class, and everybody is talking, and just, you know, everything, all the noise, and, you know, you can't get your thoughts together, and that's what the devil wants you not to get it together so that people can receive the word of God. But the devil's a liar, because if God be for me, who can be against me? I'm trusting God. I'm standing on his promises. I'm standing on his word. His word is truth, y'all. It will be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your path. Just trust Jesus. Trust him. No matter what, trust God. Oh, yes, no matter what, trust him. He's your only hope. He's your only help. You got to keep trusting him. Oh, yeah. And let's go to 1 Corinthians. Just give me some scriptures to go back and read. Go back. Get it for yourself. 1 Corinthians chapter 6. It's the New Testament. In the back. Yeah. The Bible. 6:6. Amen. It says, know ye not that the unrighteous shall not inherit the kingdom of God? The unrighteous. People just not doing the right thing. It said, be not deceived. You're telling us again. Don't be the fool. Don't be tricked. It said, know ye not that the unrighteous, people that's not doing the right thing, shall not inherit the kingdom of God. Be not deceived. He's telling us again. Neither fornicators. Now, because Jake's supposed to be married, he shouldn't be with no man, right? Neither fornicators, nor adulterers, nor idolatry, nor effeminate, nor abusers of themselves with mankind. Come on. Nor thieves, nor covenant, nor drunken, nor revilers, nor extortioners shall what? Inherit the kingdom of God. He repeated it. It's confirming the word. The word confirms the word. By the word. Well, come on then. You're making it clear. Yeah, the enemy and everybody ain't just going to make it anyhow. You can do whatever you want to do anyhow and make it. Not according to the word of God, y'all. It's not according to the word of God. In 1 Timothy. Yes, let's get to the Bible. Let's read God's word. And let him lead us. And let him guide us. And let him show us what we need to be doing. And what we shouldn't be doing. And let him lead us to continue to look, pray, and stay alert in this last hour. 1 Corinthians 1, chapter 1, and verse 10. It says right here, for homeowners, for them that defile themselves, come on now. I heard Jake call them freaks. Lord have mercy. He said, look, for homeowners, for them that defile themselves, you know, man shouldn't be with no man. You're defiling yourself. It said, for mankind, for men, sellers, for liars, for perjury, a perjury person, perjuring yourself. You know, you're like when you go to court, perjury. And if there be any other thing that is contrary to sound doctrine, according to the glorious gospel of the blessed God, which was committed to my trust. We got to stick with the word of God. All right? He's trying to help us here. He's trying to help us out. We ain't supposed to be there. We ain't supposed to be with men. It shouldn't be a man still is kidnapping people and taking advantage of them. Come on now. And liars making false statements. Come on. Encourage yourself. Perjury in the court. Mm-hmm. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. We're going to read. Just taking this instruction. Matthew 6. That's all we get. That's what we're going to stand on, the word. I can do all this talking, but we got to stand on the word. You got to read the word of God for yourself and let him, transform your mind. Renew your mind through the word of God. It will help you to do the right thing. I couldn't do the right thing on my own. Can't do it on your own. You got to get your heart and your life to Christ. Turn yourself over to Christ. Ask him to lead you and guide you. He'll show you how to live. How to live right. If you do right, then you have. I just can't do right. No, you can't do right on your own. But with Christ, with him helping you and you praying to him, he will help you. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. That's in Matthew 6. Chapter 6. Come on. That's the Bible says faith cometh by hearing and hearing the word of God. So when you hear the word, build your faith to believe God's word. You just have to trust him. So people talking about, man, that's an unbelieving world. I don't know why you don't trust God and you don't believe. That don't even make sense. That don't even make sense. To say that. And that's what Bill Graham had said. Into the unbelieving world. And then Robert Schiller said, Billy, I'm glad that you say you changed that. There's a blindness in God now. Who's Billy Graham? Billy Graham, God made him. Billy Graham was not God. He still had to stick to God's word too. But see, that's where I'm living in a time where people are trying to change God's word, turning the truth into a lie. And God told us to watch out for that. So we can't do that. Matthew 6 and verse 13. It says, for if ye forgive men their transgressions, your heavenly Father will also forgive you. But if ye forgive not men their transgression, neither will your Father forgive you. I mean, see that you got people that still hold that stuff from years and years, you want forgiveness, but you don't want to give forgiveness, but you want to receive forgiveness from somebody, but I just can't let this go. I just can't. You can do all things through Christ that strengthen you. We don't have to keep holding stuff. Now see, that thing that's holding you is going to block you from making it to see Jesus. Because you got to love everybody. Oh, yeah. We got to ask for forgiveness. And like I said, even when we talk about incense and raving and all this stuff, but when you give your life to the Lord, he'll renew your mind. Things you thought you couldn't take, oh, my God, he'll allow you to know that you can do all things through Christ to strengthen you. Let's go to First Peter. And getting it through here. These are some of the scriptures I had for the day. But because, my grandson, he was a little busy. And that's what children do. So when I was a child, the Bible said, when, even the Bible talk about that, the Bible said when I was a child, I act like a child, so we can't, I can't make him act like he's wrong, the wrong person. He's going to sit still, you know, and not be busy. You know, that's what we do. That's what, you know, what we're for. First Peter, at least he's in here, he's being covered under the word. You know, it's just like when, you know, when the spirit of death was going through Egypt, and, you know, and God said, speaking of the blood over the doorposts of the house, and when you see the blood, he'll pass you over. So everybody was in the house protected. You're protected in the house. Thank you, Jesus. Lisa in the house. Lord, I thank you. First Peter chapter 3 and verse 12 says, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to our prayers. When we do the right thing, it says right here, the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous. He wants to do right, y'all. Excuse me. He wants us to do right, y'all. Come on. It's not hard when we got Christ in our life. He'll help you through it and everything. It said, for the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayers. Oh, yes. That's, yes. But the face of the Lord is against them that do evil. His face is against you when you do evil. And who is he that will harm you if ye be followers of that which is good? But, and if ye suffer for righteousness' sake, happy are ye. And be not afraid of the terror, nor by trouble. But sanctify the Lord God in your heart, and be ready always to give an answer to every man that asks you a reason of the hope that is in you and meekness of fear. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Having a good conscience. Having a good conscience. That, I mean, it's like these people just, you know, I don't know. I mean, they doing any and everything in God's house like you don't have a conscience. What in the world? Oh, my God. He said, as they speak evil of you as an evildoer, that they shall be ashamed. And false accusers falsely accuse your good conversation in Christ. For it is better if the will of God be so that ye suffer for willing to do than to evil do. It's better to do what's right now than to do evil. It's better. Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Better we do the right thing. Keep your faith in God. Keep your trust in God. Keep looking to him. Oh, yes. If you're not looking to him, try him. Try him before it's too late. The Bible says every knee gonna bow and every tongue gonna confess. You say, well, those were already dead. The Bible said that the sea gonna give up the dead. Everybody's gonna stand before God and give an account. Oh yes. And we just read the eyes of the Lord are over the righteous, and his ears are open unto their prayers. He wanna rescue you. He wanna save you from yourself. He gave everybody self will. Yeah, he gave you free will. He gave you free will. But you don't want that. You want God's will. When you're free will, you just do whatever you want to do. And there are consequences. The Bible says to pay for sin, the wages of sin is death. But the gift of God is eternal life, y'all. And like I said, some of y'all may feel guilty or, you know, of things that have happened to you and stuff. And, you know, it may have happened to you, or you may have done it to somebody to harm them, you know, and stuff. You need to say, dear God, I'm guilty for committing this incest, and I'm so ashamed. I'm just so ashamed. of the guilt, you know, is eating me up. I need to feel the release of this, from this shame, Lord. Please, Jesus, forgive me and help me. Yes, I'm in desperate need, Lord. I need your help. And you're the only one can help me. I messed up everything. Everything. Please come in my heart. Forgive me. Cleanse me. Please, of all the guilt, and replace it with the peace that only surpasses my own understanding through you, God. Say, I repent, Lord. I repent. I sin against you. I sin against myself and others. Lord, forgive me in Jesus' name. Oh, yes. And he will forgive you and cleanse you from all unrighteousness. We here at the Ready Church just want to make a difference. Want to say, God bless you. Keep on praying, trusting God, because things are really, really going to really get worse than ever. The Bible says, as we get closer to the end, it's going to get worse and worse. Things are not going back to normal. Things are not going to be the same. Oh, yeah. Because Jesus is coming, and he's coming back for a Ready Church. God bless you.